With sport, here's Joe Porter.
At Omaria, the four-time Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles says she has to focus on her mental health after pulling out of the women's gymnastics team final at the Tokyo Games. She withdrew after one vault as the United States surrendered the gold medal to Russia. Biles says she's unsure if she'll compete in any other events in Japan.
It's been really stressful, this Olympic Games. I think it's been a long week. It's been a long Olympic process. It's been a long year. We're just a little bit too stressed out. We should be out here having fun, and sometimes that's not the case.
A spot in the gold medal match is on the line for the New Zealand men's sevens team this afternoon. The side will face Great Britain in their semi-final clash. Clay Wilson is in Tokyo.
New Zealand booked their spot in the semi-finals after a 21-10 win over Canada in the quarter-finals last night. That came after they topped their group with victories over South Korea, Argentina, and a narrow win over Australia. Great Britain, meanwhile, finished second in their group, defeating Canada and Japan, but being comfortably beaten by Fiji. In the quarterfinals, they edged the US 26-21. The New Zealand men are looking for redemption from the Rio Olympics, where they finished out of the medals in fifth. Fiji are favoured to go through from the other semi-final, which pits them against Argentina. New Zealand's semi-final kicks off at 2 o'clock this afternoon.
That was Clay Wilson reporting from Tokyo. The New Zealand men's hockey team remain in the hunt for a place in the quarterfinals after being held to a 2-2 draw by Japan, though they have two tough pool games remaining against world number 2 Australia and defending champions Argentina. The defending Olympic champion 49er sailors Blair Chuke and Peter Burling are in 12th place after the first day's racing, while Rio silver medalists Molly Meach and Alex Maloney also had a tough start. They capsized in one race and sit 13th overall. The New Zealand women's footballers head home from Tokyo with three losses from three games after they were beaten 2-0 by Sweden last night. Meanwhile, Japan still topped the medal table with 10 golds, one ahead of the US and China. And the Premier League football club Manchester United have reached an agreement with Spanish side Real Madrid to sign France defender Rafael Varane. Koina na pulongo hakina kina.